Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Saturday the 18th of July. The sun is in Cancer, ruled by the moon, the planets are saying.
They're still away.
Well, that's a good thing. Those planets.
Assorted.
And
if people are increasingly rigid about their views, policies, positions, stories, sentiments, etc. coming up, ascribe it to the planets, which are about to become far more interested in having the forms filled out in triplicate. Sorry, you omitted your middle initial. The whole thing needs to be redone and then go to the back of the line. Then on being ingenious about getting it done. Therefore, it will behoove you to be a little more flexible and light on your feet in response than perhaps you feel like or is bluntly your typical MO. In this vein, even if patience isn't your best sport and you've got way, way, way too much to do, force yourself to relax. Everyone's pretty overloaded, and therefore your attempts to get the assistance you legitimately need or deserve could be less than successful, which could give you an unnecessarily dim view of your prospects, the amount of support that's available, etc. Finally, as ever, but especially with these planets, it's a golden rule thing. So provided you do unto others as you would have them do unto you, which is to say, call back, be pleasant, show up when you said you would, and so forth, it is safe to expect the happy outcome you desire.
Perfect. Signs particularly affected by assorted planets.
Cancer and Leo.
And if one's birthday, 18th of July.
The internal debate between maintaining the status quo and making wholesale changes is likely reaching a fever pitch. Bottom line, at the end of the day or year, it's inefficient to live your life for someone else, to accommodate someone else, or to compensate for someone else's deficiencies. However, the delicate manner in which you go about unwinding less than effective arrangements will make all the difference.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.